This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. A professional dancer from Martinsburg, West Virginia, will join the national touring cast for the musical Hamilton. Before she hits the road, she took time to tell reporter Jack Walker about her path to this career.
So when I received that email, I was over the moon because Hamilton is still my number one favorite musical I've ever seen.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. A new state protocol allows emergency medical services to render aid at home in eligible cases, reducing emergency room crowding. Emily Rice has more.
The West Virginia Department of Health announced last week that the new protocols to give first responders faster decision-making capabilities took effect July 1st. Treat-in-place protocols allow eligible patients to receive care at home, freeing up emergency room capacity and ensuring ambulance availability for critical cases. Office of Emergency Medical Services Director Jody Ratliff said in a press release, the protocols eliminate red tape faced by EMS crews and address communication barriers in rural communities. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Emily Rice in Charleston.
A new manufacturing facility in Hancock County will create 600 new jobs. Jack Walker has the story.
The facility will assume the former site of a Cleveland-Cliffs steel manufacturer in Weirton. The steel facility closed in April, eliminating around 900 jobs. But the company announced it would use $100 million in funds, plus a $50 million forgivable loan from the state to turn the facility into a distribution transformer plant. At a celebration of the new facility Monday, Governor Jim Justice praised the company for protecting local jobs.
We celebrate today. You should be so enthusiastic, it's unflat believable. That's all there is to it.
Distribution transformers control the flow of electricity on a power grid. These components have been less accessible in the United States recently due to supply chain issues. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Shepherdstown.
The increasing likelihood that Vice President Kamala Harris will lead the Democrats' White House ticket this fall brings her energy policy positions into renewed focus. Curtis Tate has more.
During her brief stint as a 2020 presidential candidate, then-Senator Kamala Harris was a sponsor of the Green New Deal. She opposed hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, and offshore drilling. As vice president, she moderated her views. Not only does the Biden administration not oppose fracking or offshore drilling, the United States is the leading producer of oil and gas in the world. The Biden-Harris administration did enact one of the most significant climate and energy policies in a generation, the Inflation Reduction Act. It contains federal tax incentives for energy investment in traditional fossil fuel communities, including those in West Virginia and Appalachia. While nowhere as ambitious as the Green New Deal, the legislation did set the nation on a path to transition away from fossil fuels and toward renewables in an effort to slow climate change. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Curtis Tate in Charleston.
A community celebration of hot dog heritage is marking a major milestone later this week. Chris Schultz has more.
The West Virginia Hot Dog Festival in Huntington will celebrate its 20th anniversary this Saturday, July 27th. The festival showcases dozens of hot dog businesses from Huntington, the broader state of West Virginia, and from around the country. The event also showcases hot dog eating and root beer chugging contests, as well as costume contests and races for family dogs and live entertainment. Since its inception, the Hot Dog Festival has functioned as a fundraiser. All proceeds raised from the event go to the Hoops Family Children's Hospital at Cabell Huntington Hospital. According to their website, the annual West Virginia Hot Dog Festival has raised more than $250,000 since 2005, all used to help children in treatment for cancer and other life-threatening illnesses. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Chris Schultz in Morgantown.
President Joe Biden stepped away from his bid for a second term on Sunday and now has endorsed his vice president and running mate Kamala Harris. Brianna Heaney spoke with voters about how this decision affects what they will decide to do in November.
I talked to many voters who are still planning on voting with the same party affiliation. Republicans still planning on voting for Trump, and Democrats who plan on voting for whoever lands at the top of the party's ticket. But some voters are considering a new course of action, like Evan Bondurant, who says he wants to see someone younger take the nomination.
Yeah, it does kind of, I guess, change what I was going to do in November. It makes me more likely to maybe, because I wasn't going to vote for just Joe Biden because I felt like he was just too old and stuff, because I was thinking more like RFK. But now that he's dropping out of the race, it makes me maybe a little bit more likely to maybe vote for whoever they replace him with.
And here's a conversation I had with Tiffany Palmer, who said she thinks this decision could even the playing field between Trump and the Democrat who runs against him.
I think it was a great decision for the Democrats.
Which you were not planning on voting for a Democrat.
I was not planning on voting for a Democrat, no.
Does this change at all who, like, what you might do in November?
It might. It might. Depending on who's running, I don't know.
What about Kamala Harris?
I'm not a big Kamala fan either, but I'm looking forward to seeing who she might pick as her running mate.
The Democratic National Convention is a month away, and the general election is 3 months away. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Brianna Heaney in Charleston.
This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. It's 7:50. Variable cloudiness today, scattered rain and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s and 80s. Rain and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the 50s and 60s. And tomorrow, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s and 80s. Support for WVPB is provided by Marshall Health, providing comprehensive primary and specialty care throughout Southern West Virginia and the Tri-State region. More at marshallhealth.org. Martinsburg native Sabrina Harrison grew up dancing at a local studio. She took that passion for dance into college and now into a full-time career in New York City. Next month, Harrison will join the touring cast for the musical Hamilton, and she'll be dancing on stages across the United States. Eastern Panhandle reporter Jack Walker spoke with Harrison to discuss her upbringing in West Virginia and her career so far.
What do you think led to your interest in dancing?
I loved dancing back at home. It was just like something that really brought me out of my shell. I would like to say I was a very extroverted person growing up, but I just think like dance like really just brought me out and like made me comfortable with like performing and just like talking to different kinds of people too, which I really enjoyed.
How did you get started dancing in college?
I went to West Virginia University and I studied in the dance program there, and I was also on the WVU dance team. So that was a nice transition just because I had been dancing my whole life. It was really easy for me to transition into a college format.
And what led you to move to New York?
A lot of the other dance schools all around, not just New York, but a lot of the dance schools were utilizing Zoom for auditions and interviews and everything like that, just because we weren't allowed to go to the actual schools. And I remember looking some different places up and seeing the Joffrey Ballet School having the opportunity of having a Zoom audition. And I thought during COVID, while we were still home, it was worth a shot to audition and see what could happen. So when I auditioned, I did it over Zoom back at home. And this was all still during like our break in college. So we hadn't had much academics or anything like that to do. So it was kind of nice. It was kind of nice timing for me to be able to do that. And I heard back a few weeks later, this was by the time we were already back in school, that I got accepted. So I finished out my sophomore year. So I went there for freshman and sophomore year, finished out my sophomore year, and then I moved to New York.
How did you come to audition for Hamilton?
So I auditioned for Hamilton in 2021. And it was actually a close call audition that someone recommended me for. And I went in, I made it all the way until the end. And it was one of those, like, thank you for your time. We'll, like, let you know what's going to happen. And if you hear back from us, you do. If not, like, keep auditioning. Like, this is a great thing that you made it all the way to the end. And that was one of my first big auditions, too. So in my mind, I was like, this is the best thing ever. Like, I'm so proud of myself.
So how did you end up landing a role in the show's touring company?
I don't remember the exact date, but I believe I auditioned again either late 2022 or early 2023. I auditioned again for Hamilton, and this was them contacting me to re-audition. And I did. I made it all the way till the end of that round. And then I got an email, I would say about 6 or so months later, saying that I was shortlisted. And what that means is that you no longer have to audition for that show. It's that you're on the list of possible put-ins for the show over time. It's no, like, promise or guarantee of a specific time or place, because you could do, like, the tour. It could be Broadway. It could be the international tour. It could be whichever version of Hamilton that they have. But you're on the list of kind of you'll get it eventually is what that list means. So when I received that email, I was over the moon, because Hamilton is still my number one favorite musical I've ever seen.
When did you find out you made the show?
Home with my family, and March 7th, on my mom's birthday, I received a call from my agent saying that I booked Hamilton, and I am woman 3/The Bullet. So if you watch the show, it's the girl who holds the bullet as time passes. And that was the position that I've always wanted. Like, with me not saying anything to any of them, that was the number one role that I always just fell in love with when I watched the show. And I got that role on my mom's birthday, which just, like, meant even more to me, because it was just, like, a very special day already.
And now that you've gotten a spot in your favorite musical, what is getting prepared for your new role looked like?
Luckily, we have our rehearsals and everything in New York. So I went back home for, I would say, maybe 2 or 3 weeks after graduation, knowing that I had this job and I needed to, you know, pack my clothes, take back my clothes that I had here in New York, and just kind of, like, reassess everything before coming back here. And we leave here August 5th. So I'll be rehearsing up until then. And then our first stop is in Fayetteville, Arkansas, and we're going to be touring until August of next year.
Are there any takeaways you have from this process overall?
You know, this whole, like, professional dancer title for myself is still very new, and I have to start owning that. So I'm trying to learn that every single day, too. I still think of myself as a student, but now I'm not. And it's a true honor and blessing to have received a job like this straight from school. It's not something that happens often, but it's something that I'm very blessed and grateful for.
That was professional dancer and Martinsburg native Sabrina Harrison speaking with Jack Walker about her new role in Hamilton the musical. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Maria Young. Emily Rice produced today's show. I'm your host, Teresa Wills. This is West Virginia Morning.